new Hot 101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
You look your best. You're so excited. You go on that first date, and they don't call you back.
Like, what in the actual hell?
Ugh, that's what we call blown off. If you've been in that situation before and you need our help, go to hot1015tampabay.com/blown off. Shannon, what happened?
Well, I'm being blown off, and it sucks.
I hate that. What was the date?
Well, my mom set me up, actually. I didn't want to go at first, but I'm so glad I did, because this guy, like, was awesome. He was so cute, and we had a really good time at the beach, and, you know, he looked great in a bathing suit.
So it was a beach date.
Yeah, we just laid out and played volleyball and talked, and it was really fun.
Now, can I ask how your mom happened to set you up here? Like, she just knows him through what?
Through work.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he works with your mom. Good date, good conversation. How did things leave off at the end of the date?
Things just seemed to go really well, and then I texted him the next day, and he didn't text me, and so I called him a few days later, and now it's been like 2 weeks.
Two weeks and still nothing?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And your mom, she hasn't seen him at work or asked him or anything, or have you not gotten her involved in the situation?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not asking her to get involved.
That's awkward. I would be like, no.
Involved enough, yeah.
Understandable. Okay, well, Shannon, let's do this. Let's see if we can get, his name is Freddie, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see if we can get him on the phone, and we will try to see why you were blown off, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do that in 3 minutes on the new Hot 101.5.
We don't have to worry about nothing. We got the fire, and we burn in one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space, light it up. Like we're the stars of the human race, when the light is turning down, they don't know what they heard. Strike the march, play it loud, giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we're gonna let it burn.
101.5.
Blown Off on The Miguel Show.
Shannon met Freddie through her mom. Her mom set her up.
Yeah, which sometimes your mom kind of knows you best and right? usually tends to work out.
You would think so. They went on a beach date. Things were great. But Freddie has not called Shannon back. So you ready to try to see why you were blown off, Shannon?
Yeah, I'm ready.
That's just weird. Now that I'm thinking about it, that he works with your mom, and then it's like nothing, because you would think he would at least give you a text back or something.
Well, Shannon, when he gets on the phone, we'll do the talking at first, okay?
Hello.
Hey, is this Freddie?
Yes.
Hey, Freddie, this is Miguel and Holly from The Miguel Show on the new Hot 101.5.
Hey, Freddie.
How are you doing this morning?
Hey, I'm good. What's up?
Did
I win something?
No, unfortunately, you did not. But maybe at the end of the phone call, we can hook you up with some Hot 101.5 stuff.
Yeah.
All
right, cool.
I wanted to ask you, we have a friend, Shannon, who said that she met you through her mom's, her mom set her up on a date, and y'all went on a beach day, and it was wonderful. And she's just curious why she hasn't heard back from you.
The girl was hairy.
Oh, wait.
This girl hasn't shaved in a long time, and that's just not my thing.
And when you say hairy, you mean like she had a little arm hair hanging out?
No, I mean she had arm hair, she had underarm hair, she had leg hair, she had hair coming out of her things. That, like, I don't want to see that.
Oh! Oh!
Well, to be honest, I'd be really looking, but like, I don't want to see that no matter what. So it was like, I'm glad we had a beach date because I knew that I didn't want to have anything to do with all that. So
just said, am I right not to shave is the reason that you haven't called me back?
Oh, okay. Freddie, we actually have Shannon on the phone right now.
Sorry.
Shannon, what do you have to say to Freddie? Because clearly he doesn't like women who, you know, have hair.
It's so freeing to not shave every day. Like, as a feminist, it's like my right to not have to shave. I don't want to be subjected to all these restrictions that society is putting on me. Like, guys actually like it.
That's cool. Hey, it's your right not to shave. It's my right not to date Chewbacca. So,
Okay, Freddie, let's not be mean. We're just trying to...
I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying, it's like, listen, I'm in it for the long haul. Like, I want a girl who I can be with. And I cannot be with a girl who can you can braid her arms in here. I'm not going to have that.
So there's no common ground here. There's no way, Freddie, that you could get past Shannon's body hair at all?
I mean, she's a nice girl. She's smart. She's pretty and everything. But, like if she can shave everything, we could try to do another date. We could do that.
Would you be open to shaving?
Well, is he going to help me shave? Is he willing to do that?
Oh, Freddie.
Oh, you mean shave you? Like, get a razor? Oh, girl. Hell no. Hell no.
It could be very sensual.
That is true. You get to know each other real quick.
Oh, no, that's disgusting. No. I ain't into dudes and stuff like that. So I ain't doing that. No.
Okay.
Blown off.
If you missed it, download the Hot 101.5 app now.
Free for your iPhone or Android.